Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Our text for today is from the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 11. We read again the words of Jesus in verses 28 to 30, where he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light." To frame our gospel reading for today, Jesus warned the people in three cities that we visited last week. We visited the cities of Chorazin, Bethsaida, and Capernaum. They don't look like much today, do they? Because before this text that we read today, Jesus said to these three cities, "Woe to you, Chorazin! Woe to you, Bethsaida! And you, Capernaum!" Judgment. Destruction. And you can see it. Chorazin, destroyed by earthquake. Bethsaida, destroyed by earthquake. Capernaum, destroyed by two earthquakes and a fire. Because God came in the form of Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to them. He came to them and said, "Here I am. This is the reign and rule of God here among you." As you can see in the Jesus' teaching with authority, in all the miracles that were performed in Chorazin and Capernaum and Bethsaida, and they didn't believe. So there was judgment. More judgment to come. So that's why when he says, "Lord, Father, I thank you for hiding these things," I'm paraphrasing, "hiding these things from the wise and understanding, the know-it-alls, everybody who thinks they know it all, and I don't need God, I don't need Him in my life, I can handle it." All those people who go to church, they don't know anything. I'm smarter than that. Woe to them. And he says, "Thank you for showing these hidden things of God to the little ones who are like little children, who actually see with eyes of faith and believe." And that's why he says, "Come to me, all who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And the piece of text and the text that comes right after our reading today is where Jesus shows how he is Lord of the Sabbath and brings true rest. When we were in Israel, we were there for two Sabbaths, and they take the Sabbath pretty seriously there. Both days that we were there, we were in Jerusalem, and in our hotel, they have a Sabbath elevator. In fact, two Sabbath elevators. And you know what a Sabbath elevator is? Probably not. A Sabbath elevator is one where you don't have to push the button, because according to the Talmud, pushing the button, here's the reasoning. If you push a button, it causes an electrical circuit to be completed, and that's a spark. And that spark is starting fire. And you can't start fire on the Sabbath. So they have a special elevator that just goes up and stops at every floor. all the way up, and then it starts going all the way down. So if you're late for dinner, you don't want to take the Sabbath elevator to get down there when you're on the ninth floor. The burdens we put on ourselves. The burdens we put on ourselves. So Jesus says, take my yoke. What does that mean? We don't talk about yokes anymore. Here's a yoke of oxen. It's the two pieces of wood that hold them together so they can lean forwards. They can put their weight into it. They can pull that ox cart. We don't farm that way anymore. We have tractors that do that. The only time we ever think about a yoke, like something like that, is maybe you remember from like Cinderella or all the Disney cartoons, movies used to have that. With Cinderella would have this yoke over her shoulders carrying these buckets of water. Remember that? And she'd carry them. And or maybe Mickey Mouse when he was in the, what was that? Fantasia? Yeah. And then he would throw the water in, and then it was a lot of work. That's why he did what he did in Fantasia. So that's what we're used to seeing. You know, it's not something that's real for us. If you were here, you missed it for the early service. Before the early service, the scouts were here for, they're leaving on their summer camp. When I was a scout, one of the things we did was we went to something called the Klondike Derby. This was in the winter. And all the troops would compete against one another. And one of the things that you did was you built a dog sled out of branches and twine and stuff like that. And then you, like, raced with each other. And you had different events. One event, somebody was picked at random and said, you're injured. And now you're going to be transported in our dog sled back to civilization. And it wasn't Allie. But, you know, just different things like that. And the dog sled had a rope down that everybody would pull on, and then we would attach loops of twine around the rope, and you put that over your shoulder, and that was how we would pull it, right? And at the beginning of the day, it was fun, you know, never done this before. And we're zipping along over the hard-packed snow or over the snowmobile tracks that the scoutmasters had made. And it was fun. It was easy. And you put somebody in it, gets a little heavier, you know. By the end of the day, we're dragging, you know, this sled around. It was heavy. It was hard. We were burdened. And that twine was starting to cut into your shoulder, no matter how thick your parka was. Well, sometimes life is like that. Our lives. Sometimes it feels like we've got this youthful exuberance and we can do anything and go anywhere and do everything. And then you start doing it. Oh, like starting a new job. All of a sudden, you know, everything's fresh and new and exciting. But then your boss comes and puts some expectations on you. And expectations can become burdensome. You got to do this. You got to do that. You got to meet expectations. When I was in the business world, you always had to try to exceed expectations, right? So you'd set expectations as low as possible so you could exceed them. What are your goals this year? Well, I want to do one thing. Okay. Easy to exceed. Parents, we're good at putting expectations on our children too, you know, whether we know it or not. And sometimes that puts a burden on them. Can I measure up to what mom or dad want of me or think of me? That's hard. But sometimes there's nothing wrong with the expectation. You know, we set a standard of what's good, right, and salutary. Okay, this is the way things should be. It's just the living up to a part that's hard. Paul talked about it in the epistle reading here that Wendy read earlier. How the flesh is willing, but the soul is willing, but the flesh is weak, right? I know what the expectation is, and I want to do that. But there's always a but. Something's holding me back. The simple nature that I have is holding me back. And I fail. Temptation gets the best of me. Or there's things I should do and I just don't have enough energy to do. I just, for whatever reason, I don't do it. And I can think of lots of excuses, but the answer is I still didn't do it. And that's guilt. That's a burden. Dear Christian friends, I know there's burdens in your lives. Everyone here is carrying a burden, maybe more than one. You know what it is in your life. And some of it may have to do with expectations. Expectations maybe of other people, maybe expectations of yourself. I don't measure up to the way I would like to be. And when you hear words like Paul's words today, we know that we don't meet up with God's expectations. Because we know that those are really high. That's the way we feel. It's a picture of Jeremiah who was told by God to wear a yoke around for a while because the people weren't listening. The yoke of God's law seems very heavy to us, very heavy. Feel like you've got God on your shoulders. He's heavy. And His expectations are heavy. You know that. So why does Jesus say, "Take my yoke upon you, my burden is light. Come to me for rest, all you who are weary and heavy laden." Because you are weary and heavy laden with the burdens in your life. You know that. Why does Jesus say that when that's the way we feel most of the time? And church, oh boy, seems like church puts on heavy expectations because those are God's expectations, those Ten Commandments. Can be heavy. Well, Jesus comes and He says, guess what? I'm going to take those burdens upon myself. Jesus takes the burden of sin and guilt and death, which we all fear, to the cross. And He suffers and dies for us, for you. And that heavy burden of God's law, which is summed up in Matthew 23, Jesus says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your mind, and with all your soul, as we sang in one of the songs earlier today. And love your neighbor as yourself. It's pretty simple, but it can be very heavy when we don't do it. And when we know that we can't do it. Jesus takes that upon Himself and does it. So why is Jesus' burden that He gives to you light? Because He comes to you in word and in sacrament, holy baptism, He takes that burden and lifts it off you. And what Christ lifts off of you is not with helium or magic or something like that. It's with something that he calls forgiveness. Forgiveness. He says to you, I know what you're going through. I know how you feel like you don't measure up. And it's okay because I measure up for you. You are righteous in God's sight because of what Christ has done for you. And that law that says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. Love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus does that by going to the cross. You say, well, it's easy for Jesus to follow God's will because he's God. I and the Father are one. Yeah. Jesus' will is the same as the Father's will. So in that sense, it's easy for him. But that's what he gives to you. He takes all the hard part of your life, the big burdens that you have, and he takes them upon himself and gives you peace. He gives you rest. He says, I'm going to show you how to love. Because a life of love is not a burdensome life. It's not a heavy, wearisome life. That's what he gives to you. That's what forgiveness offers you. A life of love. How many of you went to see the fireworks? A couple. Come on! You've seen fireworks before. How many of you have ever seen fireworks, gone to see fireworks? Okay? All right. How many of you have gone to Taste of Buffalo? We went last night. Anybody? Okay. What did you see at the fireworks or at Taste of Buffalo? Did you see this? Did you see a father carrying his son or his daughter on his shoulders? You know, hanging on to the ankles. They always hang on to the ankles. Did you see that? Ever see that? Did you ever maybe do that? Let me ask you this. For that father, is that a heavy burden? I mean, after a while it is, but... But really, for the father, why does he do that? Does he do that because of expectations? You're a father now, so you've got to carry that kid on your shoulders. Do you remember that? No. Does anybody ever tell him that? Why does he do it? Because he's a father. Because of who he is and who he's carrying. Because of love. That's Jesus' burden for you. That's Jesus' yoke for you. That's what it means to have a yoke of love. When that son or that daughter grows up and is pushing that father in a wheelchair, does she do it because she's got expectations of having to do that? Somebody told her to do it? She does it out of love. And it's not heavy. Maybe you've heard that line. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. That's what a light yoke is. Because of love. That's what Jesus is talking about. That's what he offers. That's what he says your life will be like. Because when you are redeemed as a baptized Christian, and you are, you can live that way. And you will in the resurrection when you got rid of this sinful flesh and you got a new one, which it ain't sinful, you'll live God's will the way He designed it to. You'll love your neighbor. You'll love God with all your strength, soul, mind, body. All of you. That's the way you'll live. Always. That's what Christ promises you. So remember, Christians, in this life, when you have all those burdens that you carry around with you, when you're feeling the pressure of the expectations, remember who you really are. A child of God. Christ puts you on His shoulders to carry you to salvation. Come to Me, all you who are weak and weary and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. That's what He promises to you today. In Jesus' name, Amen.